I think it's great news for the people of Newfoundland and Labrador, and in particular, the men and women who work in this industry and on that platform. This is a new day, it's a bright day, and it's one that we should all be quite happy with. We're very happy that the partners came to an agreement first and foremost. We knew that we had a healthy offer on the table, and I'm quite proud of the minister for leading this with us through this and holding that line in the sand. We drew the line in the sand. We knew it was the right line to draw, and I think the partners respected that. This is our resource, and we need to make sure that we're making the right decisions for the people of the province.
The agreement in principle is not a guarantee. What needs to happen now in the interim to firmly secure the project?
Absolutely. It's an agreement in principle, which is normal kind of business practice when you reach an agreement, especially at a late juncture like this. My understanding in talking to Mr. Little from Suncor is that now they need to ratify this internally. So whether there's different stakeholders involved, obviously they need to take this to their board or to their shareholders. And hopefully we can see a sanction of an ALE formally by late August. There's some work that has to happen here in Newfoundland and Labrador as a part of the MOU. But there is going to have to be some work that happens elsewhere in order to get this back in the field as fast as possible. We knew that. The unions knew that. Everybody knew that going into this. You know, we negotiated this in good faith for quite some time. And so we're still prepared to honor that deal. Let's be clear, the $200 million, the $205 that came from Ottawa and from with our help from Minister O'Regan has to be used in oil and gas. It has to be used to help the oil and gas industry through the downturn in the market. So it's not like we can take that $205 million and use it in hospitals or roads or policing services. It has to be used in oil and gas. This is a good, prudent expense of that money. With respect to the royalties, if this project doesn't go ahead, we get zero royalties. So this is a good deal for the people of the province. It's very, as I said, and you heard me say many times, this is not about potential profitability. This is about risk management. And we manage the risk appropriately for the taxpayers of the province. Some of the work is going to be done here in getting the FPSO ready for the asset life extension. And what can be done here needs to be done here. That's part of the terms of agreement in the MOU with respect to the 205. This is good news for workers, as I understand it. Even though they're doing the ratification process internally amongst partners, they're still moving forward in a parallel process to start to hire people today or within the next weeks, as I understand it. So they're getting the asset ready for the life extension while they're still doing the corporate framework that's required.
What role will Bull Iron play in the refit?
That's where some of the refit will be done. We don't have the capacity here to refit this fully. I mean, that's the truth of it. And we all need to recognize that. And everyone does, I think. As much work that can be done here will be done here, but we all have to know and realize that there is going to have to be rework done based on our capacity elsewhere. We've been very open about telling everybody that we're looking at all our assets in our portfolio, given the fiscal restraints of the province right now and where the value is best placed. We haven't done a full analysis on the Bull Arm site in particular. It's ongoing, but been very open from day one. We're looking at everything, all our assets, to see where they're best vested right now. There's very minimal risk to the Treasury, right? This $205, I can't spend it anywhere else. It has to be spent in oil and gas. So this is a project that was on life support. We've given them life support to get back out in the field now that the price of oil has gone back up, the markets have changed. It's a prudent, responsible expenditure of that money that was earmarked specifically for that industry. So that's not a risk. That's zero risk to the provincial treasury. With respect to the royalties, if we don't capitalize on that, then we get zero. And frankly, the Terra Nova project in particular had a different royalty regime than most. So we're bringing them in line with our current projects. And I think that's appropriate. And it's not uncommon in oil projects towards the end of life to have to look at the royalty regime. But in particular, this one, it was quite lucrative for the province, and you could see as the value diminishes and the number of barrels of oil that are left, and you may have to reevaluate that. And we were prepared to do it, and we honored it. We did it in good faith, and have a great relationship with Suncor and the partners as a result. There was massive pressure from the House to take equity stake. There was pressure from stakeholders to take equity stake. There was pressure from the industry in general, the supply chain. There was an extensive amount of pressure to take an equity stake to save this deal, but the minister and I reflected on all the levers ahead of us, and this was the right deal with minimum risk for the people of the province.